Good morning. Today is July the 22nd, 2026, Wednesday morning. We welcome you to my morning prayer. My name is Billy Allen.
If you will open your Bibles with me to the book of Psalm 63, I'd like to share a few verses with you this morning. Beginning in verse number 1, the word says, O God, you are my God. I shall seek you earnestly. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh yearns for you in a dry and weary land where there is no water. Thus I have seen you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory. Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips will praise you. May God bless this morning the reading of His Word. Beloved, the three verses that I've just read to you out of Psalm 63 were words that were penned by David as he wandered, as he sought out things and the problems within his own life while he was in the wilderness of Judah. We know that David went through many adversities in his life as he trekked and traveled as king. We know as well that David had things that came up in his life, such as his sins, but yet he always returned and he always sought after what the will of God would be for his own life. That God allowed him to be redeemed through the circumstances that David had to come forth in his life. You know, every one of us each day, we have circumstances that present themselves. Sometimes there are circumstances that we do not have much control over. Sometimes there are circumstances that are a result of us making a bad decision or a bad choice, if you will. And we know that all choices that we make that are bad and all circumstances we make where we take a poor path of judgment, we know they all lead to consequences. David understood this as he cried out to God. He speaks in verse 1 of, O God, you are my God. I shall seek you earnestly. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh yearns for you. He says, in a dry and a weary land where there is no water. You know, around us each and every day, beloved, we truly do live in a dry and a parched land as far as people of faith that are around us each day. Beloved, I know many times you and I are out in such a dry land as David speaks. Dry land being spiritually, a dry land being that of those around us that may not have the same belief, the same understanding, or the same desires that we have as Christian followers of Jesus Christ. You know, our witness, as I say many, many times, is truly the greatest testimony that God has and God uses within our own lives every day. The way we respond to other people's questions may be an act of kindness, like holding a door at a local restaurant, or maybe just saying hello or good morning or asking someone in a very serious and humble way, well, how are you doing today? Are you feeling okay today? Maybe even a stranger sometimes, when you speak a kind word to, you may share and you may change something in their life that day, beloved, that they're battling and they're going through. You know, we never know what truly God is working in someone's life and what God is actually doing at that point. So we need to always be sure that we have a heart and we have a willingness to serve God at all costs. You know, David, as he wrote these words, he says in verse 2, Thus I have seen you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory. You know, every one of us as Christians, we have seen the workings of the hands of God in lives of many, many people. And each and every day, we need to be sure that we keep that testimony ready at hand so that we may speak the truth and the love and the grace and the peace and true and the mercy that God has for each and every one we encounter. Verse 3, Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips will praise you. You know, we always should have praise on our heart and surely praise from our lips about the goodness and the grace and the love that God shows you and I each and every day of our life. You know, it's always easy to always thank God for the things when things are going well in our life. Well, what about when things are going not so well? What about when we're walking in the valley? It's so difficult to thank and praise God for those hard times. But beloved, Ephesians 5:20 tells us that we should give praise to God in everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. May we learn to praise God in all circumstances, in all matters, in all situations, so that God may receive the praise and the glory that He righteously so well deserves this day. May you bow your heads with me and let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, today we're truly thankful and humble, Father, before you. We do thank you for waking us this morning, Father. We thank you for keeping the breath of life in our very being this morning. Lord, I thank you for this word that David penned, Father, as you inspired him, as you, Father, carried him and brought him through this wilderness of Judah. We would ask you, Father, today to carry us. We'd ask you, Father, just keep your hands on us and your arms around us, Father, firm and steadfastly, Father, as we make preparation to begin our new day. Lord, I would pray today, Father, that you would bless those in special needs. I pray, Father, today that you would bless those that are seeking and searching after your will and your way in each of their lives each day, Father. Father, may we call upon you, Father. May we receive and hear the answer, Father, that today, Father, we seek so diligently. Father, today allow us to be near you and more near today, Father, than even yesterday. We thank you, Father, for hearing the cries of our hearts. We thank you, Father, for answering the prayer that David prayed. We thank you, Father, for always listening and always hearing the hearts and the cry of us as your children. Father, again today, I ask blessings and prayers upon each and every listener. Father, I pray a special, special prayer, God, for those today that are sick and in the hospital, those as well that we're aware of, Father, that have been moved to hospice homes, Father, for end-of-life care. May you be near and dear to each and every one of those in a very special and a very profound way, God. Father, we love you today, and we truly thank you for loving us. And we would ask today, Father, your grace and your mercy, God, may it abound around us and in us today, so that we today, Father, can offer the praise and the glory and the honor, God, that you always so righteously deserves. Father, today we thank you and we praise you, God, for who you are, our Lord, our God, and our Savior. Today I come and I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.